On a given application, will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then, the applicant will present and explain the application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is unduly repetitive or irrelevant. In addition, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, there will also be no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and any individual supporting or opposing an application will only be permitted one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Our first public hearing is change of zone number 1784, Marlene C. Stabelski.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 9/10 of an acre more or less. Property is located south of Route 326A, Betts Pond Road, at the southerly end of the dead end of Heritage Lane and being north of Betts' Pond. The 911 address is 12 Heritage Lane, Millsboro. The tax map ID is 133, map 16, parcel 57. For the benefit of the record, the commission has previously received a copy of an exhibit booklet that was submitted by the applicant, and also a copy of the survey site plan that came with the application. The application was filed on June 30th, 2015, and included the reference survey depicting the location of the dwelling and accessory buildings. On August 31st of 2015, the applicant did submit an exhibit booklet for consideration, which includes a copy of the application form, the receipt, the mailing listing, a copy of the survey, a copy of the deed to the property, a series of photographs, a series of maps and aerials, a copy of the strategies for state policies and spending map, and a portion of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan map of the area, and also suggested proposed findings of fact for consideration. But we did not request comments from DLDOT, the Department of Transportation, since the application is a downzoning and since the parcel has access from a private street. We did receive comments from a couple agencies, first one being the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They were received on September 9th of 2015, and they referenced that the property is located in the town of Millsboro growth area, that continued use of an existing septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study would be required, that the parcel is not in an area where the county has or will provide sewer service, and that the applicant can contact the town of Millsboro for information on sewer service, and thereby a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Good evening, gentlemen. As was just indicated by Mr. Wheatley, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney. And here this evening on this change of zone application, I'm representing the Stabelskis. Mr. Stabelski, Larry Stabelski, is all the way in the back row. He just stood up. And his wife, Marlene, is up here in the front row to your left or in front of you. As was indicated by Mr. Lang when he introduced the application a moment ago, this is a downzoning application. The property is presently owned or zoned C1, and the application is to downzone that to MR. The property is located at the end of Heritage Lane, which is a road off of Betts Pond Road. And Betts Pond Road, for anybody who doesn't know, is at the intersection of Route 113 and 20. If you were to head east, is as if you were heading into the town of Millsboro, it is that road right at the northern edge. If you were driving north, maybe the better way to describe this property is if you were driving north on Route 113 through Millsboro, as you approached its intersection with Route 20, before you got there, on the right there is the new Chagrin Gas building that's being constructed currently there. And just prior to that, just south of that, is the Easy Loans corporate office. Those are all commercial properties and uses that are right along Route 113. The Stabelski property is behind those properties. The Stabelskis have owned this property since 1999. As Mr. Lank indicated, a copy of their deed was included in the exhibit notebook as part of the application process. Also included as part of that survey and as part of the application is the survey. Along with the deed, and the survey does show the location of the house on the property. That is the same configuration as the property was in when they purchased it in 1999, and it's the same configuration today. To their knowledge, the improvements on the property, the original ranch-style house, was constructed during the 1960s. Pictures of the home are in the exhibit notebook at tab 2, and as you'll see, if you look at tab 2, the first picture is actually the entrance sign to this community. And as you'll see, it says it's Heritage Lane, a private community. This is a cul-de-sac type development. It's a dead-end road, Heritage Lane is. On either side of this lane or road are residential structures. The Stabelskis did not realize that their property was zoned commercial until they went to sell the property. Mr. Stabelski's health is deteriorating, and they are going to have to, actually they already have purchased a home in Pennsylvania so that they can move to be closer with family to assist in that process. And when they went to list the property for sale, and as folks tried to get financing, they realized that the property is zoned commercial. And there are some lenders who think that that would require a commercial loan instead of a residential loan. That prompted them to file the application to rezone their property to a residential zoning classification such as MR. The third tab in the exhibit notebook is actually the tax map. The subject property is highlighted in yellow, as you will see, and then behind that is the aerial overlay. And the Google Earth overlays are at tab 5, which probably show those images more clearly. When you look at the pictures and the images and tax maps that are in exhibits 2 and 3 and 5, you will see that the only means of ingress and egress from this property are from Heritage Lane, that dead-end cul-de-sac street that I referenced a moment ago. And this is, and that Heritage Lane lies off of Betts Pond Road, not Route 113. This is significant because this means that there is no direct connection between this property and Route 113, which is a type of access or connection that you would typically think of for a business or commercial use of a property. Instead, this property is only accessed by again, that dead-end street through the Heritage Lane cul-de-sac-style subdivision. Since the property has historically, or at least for about the last 50 years, been used residentially, it appears that the commercial zoning that is on this property right now was more a product of happenstance and not design or purpose because it was used commercially. In looking at the tax map in tab 4, which shows the zoning on it, you will see on the eastern side of Route 113 a parallel line to 113, which is, as I'm sure all of the members of the commission are aware, when the zoning districts were originally set up in Sussex County, areas like this along urban type areas such as Millsboro, the county chose 600 feet from the center line of those roads and called that area commercial, which appears to be why this area is commercial, not because it was ever used commercially. If you turn to the last page of that same tab, tab 4, you will see that parallel line that is shown on the colored zoning map that was the first page, and you will see that a little more than a third of the homes in Heritage Lane are actually within the C1 zoning classification. The Sibelski property is all the way down at the bottom of that last page, right where it says actually access easement. But as you can see, there are three additional lots, 5, 6, and 7, that are zoned C1, as well as two other lots that have partial C1 zoning classification in them. In fact, one of the neighbors whose property is also zoned commercial is here tonight, I believe, to support the rezoning of this application, and probably maybe in the future to present their own rezoning application. The 600 feet commercial zoning application, as you can see, takes in not only the Stabelski lot, but those other lots. And while there may be commercial zoning in this on these properties, they are all subject to restrictive covenants which prohibit commercial uses of the property. Thus, they could not be used commercially pursuant to those restrictive covenants. The Stabelskis are also not aware of any commercial uses in the subdivision, not only because of the restrictive covenants, but they're not aware of anybody who has a home occupation type use. If you were to drive down Heritage Lane right now, you would see just a series of single family residential dwellings, similar to the one that they have at the very end of Heritage Lane. The application tonight is for the property to be downzoned to MR. The reason for this is because that is the residential zoning that is actually contiguous to this property. The property that is in front of this or between this property and Route 113 is zoned C1, as we mentioned, and the property that is immediately to the southeast of this property is another residential paper subdivision. There's actually only two homes there, but there's a residential paper subdivision along Lakewood Lane or Lake Avenue Lane. And those properties are zoned MR, which is why the downzoning to the MR zoning classification is sought for this property, so that it would have the same zoning classification as the contiguous properties. I'm going to ask Ms. Stabelski. She's heard the presentation tonight. Has everything been accurately presented?
I agree.
Ma'am, you'll need to come up and introduce yourself.
And give your address.
All the meetings are recorded, and it can't see you.
Well, my name is Marlene Stabelski.
Okay.
And I've lived here quite some time, but it's time to go home now.
Okay.
And due to my husband's failing health and everything, closer to family and friends.
Okay.
And everything David has said and presented, thank you, David. I'm impressed with your work.
Thank you.
I agree with him 100%. And I hope you're going to cut me a break. I got to go home now. I already bought another one. And we've done okay, but we're not millionaires, you know, owning two places and everything. It's time to go.
Okay.
So that's it.
Thank you.
I thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. So I guess in conclusion, based upon the lack of frontage on a major commercial corridor or highway, based upon the property to the southeast of this that's zoned MR, and most importantly, the historical use of this property for the better part of half a century or more, the Stabelskis asked this commission to recommend the downzoning of their property from C1 to MR.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Mr. Ross, any questions this evening?
I think Mr. Hutt's presentation was very good this evening. I agree with Mrs. Dabowski, and I also find Mrs. Dabowski's letter to the commission under tab C compelling for the rationale for the application. No questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Johnson.
I'll mirror what Mr. Ross said in terms of the presentation by Mr. Hutt, and more so the materials that were presented to us in advance, and it's one of those catch-22s where we have a highway commercial corridor zone that's placed on property, and again, with the restrictive covenants that they have in their development to start with, can't be used for commercial. So I know the commission in passes downzoning other properties for similar reasons as well. So I have no questions.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Burton.
I'm going to be a little shorter than Mike. I have no questions.
Well, on behalf of everyone in the room, we appreciate that. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lank?
Mr. Weed, I have no questions, but I will clarify that when the zoning map was prepared in 1970 for adoption in 1971, there were no property maps that we could work from. The commissioners basically came up with lines using dimensional lines of where commercial activities already existed. There was some commercial activity existing on Route 113 from the traffic light to Route 20, and they dimensioned either 500 or 600 foot depth for that strip, which picked up Sabelski property and also some of the other properties that are still residentially used.
Right.
So it's been since 1971 when the map was adopted.
All right, sir. Thank you. Counselor?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1784, Marlene C. Sabelski? Come on up and give us your name. You may have the floor.
Hi, I'm Neva Browfoot, my husband Dave. We are neighbors of the Stabowskis, and we hopefully do approve of their change in their zoning.
Okay.
Because it would certainly impact all of us on Heritage Lane.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1784? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 17.